on. The world's a better place because you are here to join us. My name is Matt Brown, and I'm the host of the Productive Conversations podcast. And today we have a action-packed tweet cap. I don't know about you, but it was quite a week. Once again, there's something about marches in this world, but another long week, but a fun week, and there's plenty to talk about. So let's get into it. Today we have Ryan back again. What's up, Ryan?
March is madness, Matt. Everybody knows that.
Oh, we're getting ready for that stuff, for that tournament coverage in 2 weeks. Kara's back from taking the week off. What's up, Kara?
The snow is gone. I am happy
Ooh.
Now.
Oh, man, I could take that. We had a 70-degree day here in the Northeast, and, you know, people treat it like the summer here, so feeling
oh,
good
yeah.
With the winter.
Yeah, I saw a guy walking around in shorts, even though, you know, there's still snow on the ground, but it's almost gone.
Oh, man, hallelujah to the spring. And we have a returning Jefferson back with us. Jefferson Garcia's here. What's up, Jefferson?
What's good, man? How you been?
We're great. Great to see you. Everyone's happy to have you join us, lead us in the right direction. So let's talk about what's going on in our world. Let's first begin with this. Let's start with the royal family story. So what happened in the royal family this past week or something involved with it? So Kate Middleton, everybody knows her. What is she? The Duchess of the something? I don't know.
Princess of Wales.
Oh, that's pretty important. But anyways, this past week, Kate had to issue an apology after news agencies retracted a royal family photo. So there's a pretty normal photo of her and her family. I'll even pull it up for you momentarily. But there's something fishy about it, I guess. So here's the Kate Middleton photo right here, everybody. Well, here's the picture right here, everybody.
There we go.
Right here. Right here. Here it is. Right now. All right, here's the Kate Middleton photo. Oh, man. Okay, so what's wrong with this photo? Tell me. Ryan, you love the royal family. Why are people talking about this photo? What's wrong with it? It seems like a pretty normal photo.
The hands.
So I decidedly don't love the royal family, but I am following this story. The photo is doctored. You can look at Princess Charlotte's dress right there, even in this like high, just the top of this photo. The skirt is not connected the way it's supposed to be. I mean, kids do weird stuff with their fingers, but the I believe that's Prince Louis's fingers are strange, to say the least. And if you go to her bottom half, right, it's hard to see, but her legs are strange. Her legs look to be like they were edited. And then also someone pointed out that her face is a perfect match for a photo shoot that she did with, I want to say, Vanity Fair. If not Vanity Fair, then Vogue. They superimpose the images, and they're the same image. Which, again, it is the same person, so you know. But that was not a recent image. It's not like they took it 2 weeks ago. They took it years ago. So that was strange to a lot of people. But what really did it in was that the AP, Getty Images, all reputable, like, you know, places where you take images, all put out a kill notice for this image, which is usually reserved for images coming from, like, North Korea. Right. Like usually if like the AP or Reuters or Getty like takes an image down, it's because it's from like a not reputable source. So the idea that something from Kensington Palace, where the Waleses live, would be pulled is highly abnormal. And yeah. And then it came out that then a message came out from Kate saying, sorry, I was just practicing my Photoshop. Didn't mean to alarm anybody. But this all comes. No one has seen her to like that was that, that's why this is a big deal, man. No one has seen her in literally months. No one's seen her since December.
Really?
Physically, no one's seen her since December. So that's why this is a big deal. This is not, oh, Kate did a weird Photoshop and apologized. People don't know where she is, and they're not telling. They say that she had surgery and that she's recovering, but no,
so she's
no one
a
saw
phony.
Her go to the hospital. What do you mean she's a phony? She might be dead, Matt.
Oh, and still, so Kate hasn't showed up since this, the real Kate or whoever.
We haven't seen
Nobody.
Kate Middleton since December.
Even as after this photo dropped.
This photo was a week ago, so it's been months since we've seen Kate Middleton before this photo.
So it's a ghost.
It's something. They won't say what it is. They won't say what's going on. There's a bunch of articles being released about this person named Rose, who's supposedly the mistress to Prince William, Kate's husband.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've seen people saying she's like the new Diana.
There's a
Oh,
lot going on.
really?
Meghan Markle has just rejoined Instagram after
Uh-oh.
being away. So who knows if she's got a friend visiting from the UK down in Los Angeles who wants to speak to all of Meghan's American fans who are following this thing pretty closely. But there's something weird going on. And it could just be she had surgery and is super self-conscious about it, but I don't know. This is strange. This went from like us making jokes on the internet about plastic surgery and her being the Oompa Loompa or whatever in the Willy Wonka experience. It went from that to maybe he killed his wife in the course of about 6 days. So if they can, they should probably show people where Kate Middleton is and not through an edited picture that gets pulled from every reputable news site because it's clearly been doctored according to experts.
Jefferson, do you see how crazy this is? What's your take on this?
I don't know, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't be keeping up with that stuff.
Me neither.
I am curious though, has it permeated outside of Twitter? Because I mean, it's one of the biggest stories online right now, period. You know what I mean? So I'm curious for all of you, like, have you heard people talking about it outside of like online?
I've seen it
No.
on TikTok.
I didn't even know she was missing technically. So this does seem pretty legit.
It's scary. Yeah, it's a scary thing.
But I guess we'll just move on because this isn't another country.
Well, I mean,
Or
no,
another
I think
continent, because we do represent two countries on this show, of course.
it's true. Yeah,
So
Canada, Queen, King's still on the money in Canada.
yeah, a lot of people don't really
Money.
like that though, and I'm pretty sure they're trying to change it.
I could see that. It's been a
Yeah.
while since the king has done anything for Canada, but
Yeah.
so to break this down, Kate might be missing. I didn't know there was a possible mistress in this. I don't know why we need more answers on this.
I
We're
see
really
people also shit talking the mistress too, because Kate looks way better than her. So if that's who he's
what's
picking as a mistress.
oh, we gotta pull this picture up. Do we know what's her name?
Oh, Rose Hadbury?
Rose,
She's
Sarah Rose
lady.
Hadbury.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She's
Look
like
at this.
Lady Rose of the
Jesus.
Chalamet or
Yeah,
something.
I'm seeing people say she's like the new what's her name? Camilla?
Queen Camilla.
Yeah.
Hey, Camilla won, if you think about it. So she's the queen now.
No. Okay.
She
All
didn't
right. Let
win
me.
the genetic lottery though.
Yes, I will say Kate
Oh.
Middleton is something else when it comes to her beauty. And I see right here before I reveal to everybody on YouTube that he would be making a big mistake. I mean, she's not hideous. She's not hideous, but I think I do agree that Kate Middleton is a better
Yeah.
option. So let me show you Sarah Rose Huckabee. I mean, Hanbury. Okay, here it is. It's like this is the person who might be ripping this family apart.
The next Queen of England, maybe.
Jefferson, do you approve?
Do I approve what?
This,
Her
would
being the
you?
queen?
Is this your
Yeah.
queen?
I mean, it's not my country, so I don't really care to be
If
honest with you.
you
But I mean,
had
is
to
that what
pick a
you want to
queen.
do? Oh, let me see her body.
Oh, I guess the best I could do with this off the top.
Oh yeah,
No,
so you could
no.
see both of them together, actually. You could see that they're
Right
standing next
here.
to each other. With
Yeah.
the that's the
I
current one
mean,
and that's the potential future one if everyone's conspiracies.
nah, he could keep like the current one, bro. I'm not even gonna cap.
Exactly. He's not capping on this one, says buyer Gen Z correspondent here. Well, we know I will say Seven of the Crown is going to be legit.
Well, they're going to have to bring it back. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I guess they'll have to do the spinoff. or whatever. But Kate Middleton, hopefully you show up eventually. And if not, then we might be having some juicy gossip of the royal family for the next, for the near future, I should say. Now, let's talk about somebody who doesn't care about people's futures, clearly, here in the United States, at least. We have vlogger and popular show host Ben Shapiro in the news for literally the dumbest thing I've ever seen this week. Well, no, I should actually say that. No, I saw a lot of dumb things this week. But Ben Shapiro was popping off on retirement in the United States. He went on his show saying that people who want to hang it up professionally at age 65 or older are off their rocker, arguing that the retirement age should be raised. The conservative talk show host made his case loud and clear, saying the notion that retirement age should remain at 65 is absolutely absurd, especially since President Biden is running for re-election at the ripe age of 81. And Ben says he's actually shocked that the retirement age hasn't been bumped up already, especially considering the United States folks are living much longer. So listen, Ben Shapiro, let me say something here on a growing Productive Conversations Network. For somebody who grew up very privileged, if you will, your mother was an executive, right, Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
When the father worked in he's entertainment as well.
Mm-hmm.
A composer and a Hollywood executive that equals a very privileged childhood that may have equaled to other big opportunities moving forward in your life. And though I commend you on your hard work to get your name out there and legitimately create a platform, I will say that it is a bit of a mess, and it's a bit what's the word I'm looking for? A joke. To call out people who, it's a bit of a joke to call out people who should work until they die, essentially. Yeah. Work the rest of your life when you yourself make content for a living and don't have to do the excruciating blue collar work, for example. I mean, seriously, Ben Shapiro saying how people should work until, you know, they literally can't work anymore. It's easy when you're behind a mic and a camera and do that the rest of your life compared to, I don't know, working in a store, working on a construction site, working on cars, any manual labor. I mean, what balls does this guy have to say that?
And like, it's crazy considering like since back when retiring around that age was very normal. Like our productivity per person has skyrocketed, like with a lot more like machines introduced in the workplace, stuff like that. There's absolutely no reason we shouldn't be able to retire at that age or even earlier. Like it's insane. Also, I've seen a lot of states even challenging like child labor laws.
Yeah, they're trying to
typical Cara W on that one.
Yeah, I mean, is it? I'll say that. For I think normal good faith people can have a discussion about how what we can afford in terms of retirement and what age that would look like because people live longer. But Ben Shapiro's not that. As Matt has pointed out, not only was he born into a pretty, you know, he got dealt a pretty good hand off rip. Again, he didn't control that, just what happened. And now his job is incredibly low taxing, at least in terms of like physical demands, obviously. You know, it takes a lot to produce a show and come up with the show. And so I'm not saying there's no skill or hard work or stress or whatever, but it's not a construction site. You know what I mean? It's not even like a nurse or a school teacher or anything like that. It's like,
yeah, like my boyfriend's a massage therapist and he has hyperextended joints or something in his fingers. And so he's very conscious of the fact that he probably is going to have to look for another job at some point or start training while he's working there because it's going to take a toll on his body.
Right. You can't do that forever. Your fingers and your hands won't let you. Again, little rich coming from Ben, that particular thing. And also
so tone deaf. What a tone deaf thing to say.
And then he made it worse because when people brought it up, because it became a hot topic, what he said, He tripled down and was like, no one should retire at all. There should be no Social Security. So, you know what I mean? Like, he could have even just tried, he could have just ignored it, and it would have just been like, Ben thinks you should be older when you retire. And again, I think reasonable people can have a reasonable conversation about whether or not that's feasible. But there's nothing reasonable about the idea that people should work until they die. That's ultimately where this landed. And so, again, just a hearty come on to Ben Shapiro. Like, really? I get it. You got a good life. Just live your good life and don't try and take like the little things other people are counting on to not, you know, end up in a pauper's grave. For, you know what I mean, for granted. Like, just live your life. You've got money. Good. Don't take retirement. You got plenty of money with the Daily Wire. You can work until you die at the Daily Wire because you are the owner and it's just talking. Congrats. As long as you could talk, you could do your job, and he should. Good for him.
This is
And like
exactly
my
why he won't be he why he'll always be so limited in his audience and never hit a true mainstream because of stupid, ignorant comments like that. You
oh,
were
he doesn't
saying,
want
Cara?
mainstream.
And his boy genius facade's kind of fading away because he very obviously is no longer a boy, even though he always has kind of looked young, but can't really play on that shtick anymore now. So I don't really think ostracizing the like oldest audience in the country is gonna do him any good.
Well, yeah, he's a conservative commentator, and he's talking. I mean,
Right to those
most cons
people.
yeah, most conservatives in this country are old, like retirement age old. So what are you doing, bud? That's your people. You're like, hey, thanks for listening. Get back to work. Like, what are
Yeah.
you doing?
Jefferson, are you okay with what Ben Shapiro said?
Yeah.
You
Does
are.
you want us to work? You want us to work forever?
What's your
Oh,
answer?
nah. Nah, I feel like people work hard enough, you know what I'm saying? Like they should like the age is mad high. I feel like it should be a little lower. 'Cause you know, there's people that are
Thank you.
It should, and it absolutely could be lower. So it's crazy for him, considering his audience, to just say, nah.
Exactly. People need like there's people that by 50 they're tired of working. You know what I'm saying? Like it should be
Yeah.
lower.
I'm probably out on 50s. I won't lie to you, Jefferson. We don't have the money in this country to do that. But
That's what I'm
hey,
saying.
if we could figure out a way to do it, if we could get the money in this country to do that, I'd be down, but we don't. So I'm out on the 50s, right? But
This is how he wants us to work. This is his world. This is Ben Shapiro's America.
and you
This
know,
is
like
all of us.
it is good for older people to like not, I mean, maybe have a job, but it shouldn't be forced. It shouldn't be you have to do this or you are going to die.
Yeah, you're gonna
Like
be
you don't
poor,
stop
destitute.
living when you get old. So you should socialize, go out, do stuff, you know, maybe have a job, maybe volunteer, but it shouldn't be forced. Like you've done your time.
And that's what
Yes.
it comes down to. The callousness of this is just breathtaking because there isn't a good alternative. There isn't a good reason. People can save privately for retirement, but not everybody can. Not every job has, frankly, enough income to do that. Not every job makes that easy to do. People who have that, congrats. People who have like a pension at their work because they, you know, work for the government or something, congrats on that particular privilege. For a lot of people, Social Security is the only thing that's going to keep them like going when they inevitably cannot work anymore. And I just the idea that it would be under attack from anybody. They get changes, you want to try and make it better, reasonable people can talk, but to just get rid of something that so many people rely on is, it's insane.
Yeah.
No doubt about that one. All right. Why don't we move on for us hardworking folks out there? Ben Shapiro, you suck. And I'll continue with that one. Like I really just such a tone-deaf statement from somebody who's privileged like that. I would love to see him just do blue collar job. Why don't you do that once a week, once a month, do a blue collar job so you actually try to connect with the people you criticize in your silly content you make, but that's for another day. But why don't we talk about somebody who legitimately made an impact in people's lives and wasn't tone deaf in what he did and was a considerate person from what I've seen? Akira Toriyama, the creator of the Dragon Ball manga series, unfortunately passed away at the age of 68 last week. His popular manga, Dragon Ball, inspired numerous television, film, and video game adaptions, reaching fans far beyond Japan's borders. And seriously, this was a major world story last weekend that has stretched out to this week. Kara, we know you're a very big anime fan. I'm sure this news affected you one way or the other.
I mean, I'm not a Dragon Ball fan. I think my biggest issue is when the Berserk author died. But, like, yeah, his, like, contributions are insane. And every author that I follow has, like, come out and given their condolences and stuff. It just sucks. And he was so young, like 68.
Yeah.
He had so much more that he could have done.
Even though Ben Shapiro wanted him to work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, if you know, if those two had combined forces, we could have gotten some really good manga for another like 20 years.
Definitely, definitely. Jefferson and Ryan, were you Dragon Ball fans?
Jefferson, what about you?
Nah, I don't be watching that like that, but RP to that guy though.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, I mean, it would be too much of a cash in for me to be like, this show may not even be happening without Dragon Ball Z. But I will say that, Matt, I hope you remember this since I'm saying it in front of you. I think some of our earliest like times hanging out when we were kids, because we met when we were like five, but some of our earliest times actually hanging out was at your house. And I don't know if it was GameCube or what system it was, but you had the Dragon Ball Z
Dragon Ball Z Budokai. And,
yes, and we
Budokai
played that.
Tenkaichi 1, 2, yep. Tenkaichi, Tenkaichi 2.
So we played those games all the time at Matt's when we were like kids. So, you know, again, I won't say that that was the thing that brought us together or whatever, but it's a big part of me and Matt's like early friendship. So, I mean, everyone has been saying that, like, for so many people, that show or the manga or the games or the movies or whatever, like, has meant so much to, like, who they were. It's, everyone has like a story like that of like, it helped me through a hard time, or you know, it showed me what it means to like always believe in yourself or the hard work or whatever. So it seems like, even though I didn't watch all the episodes or whatever, I watched it, you know, like all kids did, but again, seems like this one probably cut deep for a lot of people, and even I, who wasn't a huge fan, have personal, you know, personal connections to his content. So rest in peace.
And I mean, like, being in anime, there's just so many shows that never would have come about without Dragon Ball, where the authors just cite Dragon Ball as their main inspiration.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And yeah, I definitely was very much a Dragon Ball fan. Dragon Ball Z, the original Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, Kai, all that. Very big into it. And the storytelling as a kid, I realized how impactful it was. And at the end of the day, a lot of those stories was really about protecting your family and your loved ones, and also learning about writing for the first time. Like, if I wanted the characters to do one thing, they did something different, but was ultimately the right thing to do. Understand that at an early age, as you mentioned, the games were something. And I just love throwing the clips every once in a while. There's some epic moments from, obviously, when Goku became Super Saiyan for the first time. It was one of the biggest moments in fiction history, in all of fiction. And defeating Frieza, what a big deal that was. From Gohan winning the Cell games, and having Goku come back from the dead to beat Cell, which is how WrestleMania is going to end.
Dusty Rhodes
come back.
It's the bionic elbow with Dusty behind it.
Literally, man. And I mean, Majin Buu Saga, Android Saga, all that great stuff was pretty exhilarating.
Ooh, androids, I like the androids.
Oh yeah, pretty that badass. Awesome. And that was like probably the first very violent and very sexually explicit show I watched as a kid. They just put it on Cartoon Network anyways, which is, looking back, totally shouldn't have been allowed. but they did anyways. And also seeing how big this was in the Latin community, and one of the reasons why is it because they didn't censor it as much as they did in the US. I mean, I thought it was a joke, but apparently there was a ceasefire from the cartel over this.
Yeah, you know? I heard about that.
Yeah,
That
when
was a legit story. They decided, you know what? We're taking a break so we can watch this
Well,
series.
yeah, that day they put it on, like, they projected it onto like buildings. People were in the streets just walking, watching Dragon Ball.
I had a lot of friends at my old university from Zimbabwe and Nigeria, and they were all obsessed with Dragon Ball too.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
know if that's just a them thing or not, but every
No.
single exchange student that I met from Africa loved Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it was that big of a deal, and the outwarring support showed how much this man made an impact. And let me just share with you, I think, the coolest line from Dragon Ball Z. Hopefully we can hear this, because this is just shot from somebody's video screen, but
Piccolo.
yes, Piccolo. It's hilarious though. We've all decided, Piccolo is the brother in this one.
Yeah,
All
that's
right.
universally known.
I love this line. I don't know if you could hear that. He said, "You will laugh at your fears when you find out who you really are." Man, that's some bars right there.
Yeah, and it fits for the story.
Definitely. And we'll keep it going, but one thing you definitely don't watch is a Dragon Ball Z live action movie.
Yeah,
I never saw
no,
it.
don't
Need to.
keep it that way.
It was the biggest insult of American culture, of Americans to Japanese culture since Hiroshima. I mean, that bad of an impact. But anyways, regardless though, Dragon Ball Z made a definitely a big impact, and the beat goes on there. Now let's switch from manga to reality TV. Love is Blind ended. How about this, everybody? The big reunion took place this past week. And according to TMZ, the Love is Blind reunion left viewers scratching their heads as they were left with more questions than answers regarding the status of the season six stars, especially since a lot has unfolded since cameras stopped rolling, including the reunion itself. Ryan, you
Yeah.
are the Love is Blind fan. Kara, have you watched Love is
Oh
Blind?
yeah, I've seen every season from every country.
Matt, you are
Here we
alone in
go.
this.
Here we go.
I can't stress that enough.
My boyfriend loves it too. It's just a shit show. It's trash TV that is just so much fun to watch.
I'm more of a love on the spectrum kind of guy, but I definitely respect
That one's not really trash TV. That's just cute.
it. Jefferson, you watch Love is Blind?
No. Hell no. I have never heard of that in my life, bro.
Oh
It's on
man,
Netflix.
maybe you should
What is
go
it
on it.
about?
Okay, for a quick recap for Jefferson, anyone who isn't sure, Love is Blind is a dating show where a group of guys and girls go into this structure they call the pods, and they go on dates, but they can't see each other. So they go on these dates, they date multiple people, they date around, talk to one another. And then, if you feel that you've fallen in love with someone, you can propose to them without seeing who they are, without seeing what they look like. And then they say yes or no. And if they say yes, then you're engaged, and you go on a. Usually, you get whisked away to a tropical island for a little vacation, and then 4 weeks from that point, you're planning your wedding. And so people can, break up at any time before then. But ultimately, you go down the aisle, and the officiant, who's performing your marriage, asks you to prove that love is blind and say I do. And some people do, and they get married, having not seen each other when they got engaged. And some people, most people, don't. And so that's the premise of the show.
And the I don't know if their casting crew is doing it on purpose or not, but they really like they're casting people that are already have girlfriends. They're casting people who are engaged during filming. They're casting people who know each other IRL and were dating IRL.
Yeah, this
So is
season was
this
the
what's
worst.
leading to? Okay, so we, Ryan, can you say it one more time?
This season was the worst, and that's hard to
So,
do. There's some bad ones.
I really, I think the last one was like just slightly worse than this one.
So reasonable people can disagree.
Because this was such a bad season, it led to such a bad reunion. Why are so many people upset about the reunion?
Oh, why aren't they?
They,
Go
oh no, I was
ahead.
just gonna say, they never ask the questions people really want them to ask. Like every single reunion, they don't ask the biggest things that people want to know.
Well, that's a universal problem. They do that every year. But this year in particular, we had a couple of things. So we've talked on this show about Chelsea, who decidedly looks like Megan Fox. We've all agreed, except for Matt.
That's right.
Chelsea was in the pods, was looking at two guys, Jimmy and Trevor. That was a big love triangle. She went with Jimmy, didn't work out. They didn't end up getting married. However, we found out now that while Trevor was in the pods, he was texting his girlfriend. He had a girlfriend that he was dating. And even there's text message, they have text message proof of him saying, "I had to say all these things, for the show. I don't mean any of them." And she almost agreed to marry this dude. He was clearly there to try and get famous. He was clearly there to try and become a reality TV star so he could do the reality TV circuit. And Nick Lachey, to his credit, and Vanessa Lachey called him out. Called him out for that, and they basically bullied him off the stage, which was kind of nice. I really appreciated that. But there was just there's a lot of drama this season, and they gave everybody like 2 minutes to talk about it, and then they never followed up. We never like, and part of the problem was this season only had one couple get married, and we didn't talk about them very much either, even though they're the only successful couple. We spent a lot of time talking about the couple who said no at the altar, which was interesting, but I don't know. A lot of people really didn't like the Trevor deal. A lot of people really didn't like how folks were, getting engaged and dating one another outside, like I said, Jeremy and Sarah ended up together. Then the Jeremy was apparently engaged right before the show, though he claims he told everybody, and both of his girlfriends, or I guess fiancés, I don't even know. Everyone has said that he was truthful about that, but still, how did he get on the show? This was just a lot of people looking to be famous, and that defeats the whole purpose of the show.
And Sarah Ann was getting absolutely just shit on TikTok. Because before the last episodes aired, she said, "You guys will all flip and be on my side when you see my perspective." And then the episodes came out with like her and Jeremy sitting on the docks, like deciding to be together or whatever, and everyone just hated her even more.
Yeah, get this, Matt. One of the guys on the show gets broken up with at a big party for all of the people in the cast, right? And then he gets on what's it called? On jet skis with the girl that he was talking to after agreeing to marry a different girl, and they ride off into the sunset together. So he literally got dumped, looked at his fiance, said goodbye, and then went with another girl
Oh,
within minutes.
and I
That's
like
some
how
Leonardo there. That's some Leo stuff.
his fiance told him, ex-fiance said, "Go kick rocks with open-toed shoes."
Yeah, that was her line to him. But yeah, this season had a bunch of people looking for attention. And it shows because only one, I think there was only two couples that even really tried, and only one of them got married. So,
Yeah. It was weird seeing like the conversation between Clay's mom and dad, and
I
just
love that.
seeing it was like because Clay is exactly like his father. The excuses he's already making before he cheats is exactly the same stuff his dad says. It was really weird to see like how much he's like his dad.
Yeah, and his mom called that out and said, "This is a lot your fault." And
Yeah.
I really like that. And she said that, "I forgave you, but that doesn't change what happened. That doesn't change the hurt that it caused." Like, no, that was my favorite scene in the entire thing. I think is the
Oh, I
most I got from
agree.
the entire show was not contestants or whatever, but two people who are not participating at a conversation that they filmed, and that was the most entertaining thing on the show.
Yeah.
And that sums up why people were mad about the reunion. There was not a lot going on this season, and they didn't get a lot of good questions, and most of these people just wanted to be on camera.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest way to solve it is just they have to step up their casting game. Like the castings for the last few seasons have just been awful.
DC's coming up. I don't know if it's next season or the season after, but they have a DC-based season, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh man, Ryan, you might be on camera.
I mean, who know? They've already cast it, so no. But
They don't go out in the wild or anything.
oh yeah, they'll go to bars or whatever. So yes, I could see someone out in the bar.
Well, I'm so glad this show brings so many people together, and hopefully it's
Yeah,
more authentic the next season. That's what I get. And stop with the fake people, right, Jefferson?
Yeah. Now that's a valid show though. I'll go on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
You want to get married
Like
though? If you win, you get married.
that. What I'm saying, and vacation, and then you can break up with them if you want.
Well,
That seems
that's
like a
unfortunate.
perfect
Yeah.
person
That's
to
how a
get
bunch
in
of
there.
people looked at it, was free vacation and then you get to break up with them.
Yeah.
So you would not be alone, that I can assure you.
Much
That's
more.
valid. That's what I'm saying.
Oh man. Let's keep the dating theme going because a graph just went viral on Reddit this past week. I'm about to present to you a graph that shows how heterosexual head how straight couple. Let me start that again. So I'm about to show you a graph that went viral on Reddit this past week. It shows how specifically straight couples meet in the United States nowadays. So it goes as far as the 1950s up until the 2020s. And let me show you once and for all where we're going in terms of new couples meeting that are straight in the United States. So according to this, here is the graph that was on Reddit this past week. Pretty much moving forward, you're more likely to meet, pretty much moving forward, you are more likely to meet your significant other online, according to this graphic. It seems that meeting through friends has declined, meeting through work has declined, bar, family, grad school, just being neighbors in college. That's all going down, and pretty much get your Bumble, Tinder, and Hinge profiles ready if you are a single person right now. Doesn't mean that you won't meet through those other means, but we're clearly trending in an online dating culture, if that wasn't already obvious. So, what do we think about this graph right here as I present it to you?
I mean, my boyfriend and I met on Tinder, and we're definitely getting married one day. So
Beautiful.
it's, yeah, I think it's indicative that people just aren't going out in person as much, which isn't good, but I don't necessarily think meeting online is bad. My boyfriend and I both have a lot of online friends from when we were kids that we still talk to that are like our closest friends, even if we haven't met. So I think, the only bad aspect is maybe it's showing that people aren't going out as much as they should. But other than that, I don't think forming connections online is necessarily bad at all.
Yeah, my issue with the online, as I've said hundreds of times,
And we'll
is
continue to say
what
hundreds
can
of
always
times.
continue to say. Is that it is so much harder to communicate online than in real life, especially when it comes to romance and intimacy. Like, body language means a ton when you're trying to date somebody. Like, I mean, we talked about dates. Matt Jefferson on this show, we've talked about dates. Like, you catch certain vibes from people and you know this is going to work, this is not going to work, this is what we're feeling. That is not possible to do from behind a keyboard. It's honestly not all that easy to do from a video chat, even if you try to avoid just text-based communication. And I was also, what I was surprised is I could see things like the bar going down, right? I could see things like, maybe through friends going down for the reasons you said, Kara, like people are doing less, they're going less places. So you could see, like, as people are consistently socializing more in less public spaces, the more public ways to meet people are gonna go down. But like, school's going down, neighbors is going down. Like, that's, to me, those I would assume those would be roughly the same because more people are going to school, right? And people live next to people all the time. So the idea that you're like the person in the apartment above you, or that you're, the person across the hall in college isn't going to be a future romantic partner long term, I find that very interesting because.
And I think a part of the issue with people's like in-person socialization is it costs money to do basically anything nowadays. Like, do you know what I mean when I say there's a lack of third spaces?
I
So
do, yeah.
like, yeah, first space is your home, second space work, school, third space is like where you go to socialize, and a lot of those places either don't exist anymore or are just way too expensive. Like, I remember
Definitely.
hanging out at the mall with my friends when I was younger, and I didn't have to blow any money. We just hang out. There were things to do there, but that's just not a thing anymore.
Yeah, and for someone experiencing this very culture at this moment, It's as I say, you have to be more picky and wary because of that that cost aspect, as you mentioned. The fact that you really feel like you only have one shot, and I hate to use this word, but it feels appropriate to quote unquote really impress them. I heard this one dating theory. This dating coach said, "Date them till you hate them," and that's basically just saying, you know, go on more than one date, try to really get to know someone. But because people's patience and the way they're thinking and attitude towards the dating culture, that pretty much if you don't wow me, if we're not living a romantic comedy moment after the first date, see ya. Hence why it's discouraging to really go dating now. And you really have to, like, you really have to be comfortable. Like, I'm so comfortable getting to know this person online through video chats and texting that I won't mind if they don't like me by the first date. You have to have that mindset, and it's hard. It's not easy. But I guess this is what it is. And what are your guys' views on that on the other side?
Well, I was going to ask just quick the three of you specifically, because we've done my dating history to death on this show. How many like people have you dated multiple dates, not like a single date? Like, how many people have you dated that came on from online?
Only my current boyfriend.
Okay.
Every other person. Well, yeah. Every other person I met in high school or university. And then after I left university, I stayed with the same person that I met in university for a while. We broke up and then I met my current partner. So.
Okay.
Before I answer that, Jefferson, since you are going to enter this dating world now, is this information exciting for you, encouraging? Do you have, I mean, you're not on any apps right now, are you?
Nah, I'd be going to parties, you know, that's where it is at. So,
I mean, that's good, you know, though, that's good.
Exactly.
Parties is easy. You don't got to go on no app. In parties, you guys know how it is.
Yeah.
I love you, Jefferson.
I agree, man, but
I have to say, I've had four meaningful relationships in my life. They've all were online. Pretty much every single person I've dated was, let's say 90% of people I've dated was online. I have met people in person. I've dated people I've met at parties too, like Jefferson. I've met people on the street before. And gone out there. So actually it's more like let's say 80-20 on date. But I've had at least enough experience of know what to do and know what to experience when meeting people not through an app, but most of my dating life has been through apps. And like I said, I've made meaningful. It's kind of weird to say this, but I think the top three dating apps in America, Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble, and I've had at least one meaningful relationship from all three. So I know it's possible.
Sure.
Yeah. And helps me keeps going, and it's just getting your own attitude, but it's not easy. It's really, really not. And you have to literally be on that on a shadow, because you really can't create the connection you need to start a meaningful relationship. It's hard to get that online. And that's why I think it is really can't gauge that unless after a few dates, unless you want to, you know, you both establish this is just a quick hookup thing. But even that's hard and awkward because that seems more transactional. It's not easy, but it's just the way of the society and culture now. And you just got to keep going and love yourself, and somebody will love you with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was just curious to see if our own pool had the same stats as that chart. And it seems like it may have, I guess. You're at like 80%, and so maybe, I don't know. I do think it stinks. I wish everybody kept their kept the way they dated when they were younger, like Jefferson said. Meet out in public, but you know, apps easier. It is easier. You could just start, you know, anywhere, just start looking. So
for sure. And you just have to, it seems that it will only really at least last long term if you both are on the same page right away.
That's always the case.
And also being sincere about it too. You know, you don't just say, "Oh, I have to." I mean, I'm down to hang out with you, but I don't know after whatever. But it just,
well, I do think that's interesting because I do feel like people probably hook up a little less in public places now. Like people you meet at a bar, I feel like are less likely to be. Like, you're less likely to do it in general. And so I feel like a lot of those people have moved online. And so it creates, like, two different pools of people. The people mm-hmm. who used to meet their, like, partner at the bar and the people who used to, like, hook up at the bar. Neither one of them's going to the bar anymore. And so they're meeting together in, like, a virtual space where it's, again, way harder to tell somebody's intentions because it's all text-based.
Exactly.
And so I feel like a lot of the whole, like, everybody on this app only wants one thing talk is because it's just people who are in different categories clashing, you know?
Right, and it's easy to hide those intentions, too.
Right.
So,
in person, it's harder.
That's why I really like the date them before you hate them type of attitude. But, you know, people just, not everyone has that patience for that.
Don't love the idea of a dating coach, but the advice is good to give. I meant the
advice. I don't care about the dating coach. I do agree that's an unnecessary job. But in terms of, though, at least more than one date, I think three dates is fair to establish. So it is. And also with work, too, with the HR rules and stuff, like it seems looked down upon. People to date your coworker work. Now. I know people make it work, true.
Yeah.
My parents met at work.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the hardcore HR rules and stuff.
You just got to be, you know, smart and discreet. Respectful. You can do it. No, I'm discreet.
I'm just kidding.
Respectful.
I'm kidding. Exactly.
You can't just, like, slap their ass in the workplace.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Of course
respectful.
Not.
That's all.
Yeah. I just meant, like, before you actually report it to HR, you know, you want to know this is for real, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get people involved in something that's going to end 2 weeks later. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. So we will see how that all unfolds, and we will chronicle and keep watching what Matt does in his dating life. no prospects at this moment. Hit me up if interested for more than one date. at least give me two opportunities.
Okay.
All right. You know, one thing people like to do in dating, well, I've only done, well, I think it's a dumb idea, but people like to do the coffee date. I don't think it's hard to create a special connection through your macchiatos, but people love it. People still love coffee in general, whether you're on a date, whether you're just getting your coffee before work, whether you're getting it after work or whatever. We love our coffees. The two biggest coffee chains in America include Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. And there was literally a report that I saw on Investopedia that compared Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. They say Starbucks has built a more premium brand, has stores that look more comfortable. They say Starbucks has built a more premium brand, has stores that look more like a comfortable coffee house, and has a more extensive menu and greater product customization. While Dunkin' stores resemble more traditional fast food eateries, and they offer more competitive pricing relative to Starbucks. So let me ask the big question for everybody to talk about. What's better? Starbucks or Dunkin'?
I cannot answer. I have never stepped foot in a Dunkin' Donuts.
I was going to say, Starbucks is in Canada, though, right?
Oh, yeah, Starbucks is. But I'm also just not a big coffee person. I like hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But it does answer part of the question. Only one of them made it to Canada.
Yeah. I'm pretty... My university, there were three Starbucks on campus. Starbucks is everywhere.
Tim Hortons, right?
Yeah. Most people would go to Timmy's just because it's way cheaper. And like the coffee there tastes fine. But a lot of people got really pissed off when they changed their egg recipe or something. And now they're really pissed and they refuse to get food from there and they just get coffee.
Yeah, we had a Tim Hortons near my school because I went to school pretty close to Canada in New York. Yeah. So I do know Tim Hortons. I personally am a Dunkin' Donuts person, Matt. Not just because of the price, although the price is great, but because I don't love like a I don't love like a particularly. That's not true, actually. I go to coffee house all the time, but most of the time I just want a regular coffee or regular iced coffee. And I think Dunkin' Donuts does that better than Starbucks. That's just me personally. What about you, Jefferson? Do you prefer Dunkin' or Starbucks?
I'm a Dunkin' Donut. You know, I feel like Starbucks is more for like rich people. You know what I'm saying?
It
So
definitely it costs more for sure.
like if you drive by Starbucks, all you see is like them expensive ass cars. But then, you know,
No,
Dunkin' is for like, you know what I'm trying to say is like
you're right.
better
It's
price.
the humble person's one.
And
Yeah,
I
that's what I'm
mean,
saying.
like if I'm gonna get an expensive drink, I'm not gonna go to Starbucks. I'm gonna go to like one of the local coffee shops that is
Exactly.
just better and costs the same or less. Like there's no reason to go to Starbucks. It's like fake bougie.
What's what it's kind of
That
what
is true.
Investopedia was saying, because they're comparing it to Dunkin' because they're comparable, but Dunkin' looks like a fast food place where you can grab pretty reasonably priced coffee and donuts or bagels.
Yeah, like I'm guessing because it is, right?
Yeah, it's Tim Hortons, by the way. That's why I asked
Yeah,
about
and
Tim Hortons, so
yeah, and
it's
then
the
I
same
feel
thing.
like yeah, and then I feel like Starbucks is just like masquerading as if they're
Right.
like for the wealthy. And so they
Right.
charge a lot, they have like nice seats and stuff, but they're just like 2,000 calorie $15 drinks.
Exactly. They're not they definitely play bigger than they are. I will say in New York City, they do have a full bar, like an espresso
Oh,
bar
really?
with like liquor and stuff. That's kind of cool. Dunkin' doesn't do that. The one in Seattle is nice. There's a line out the door though, if you want to go to the one in Seattle, because it's the flagship. So they're doing great business-wise, but I think it's pretentious too. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm Dunkin' all the way on that one.
Yeah, I would have to go with Dunkin' myself, and I'm not a coffee drinker either. I prefer tea, and I actually think Starbucks tea is very underrated.
Oh, my dog loves tea. Every time I make tea, I give him a little saucepan full of tea so he can have some.
See, that's how
Starbucks
you
has
know.
good tea.
Oh,
Yeah, and Starbucks, they really have some awful food. Awful.
so bad. The food's
Like
horrible.
it's a disgrace, like how awful it is.
The
And Dunkin'.
only thing I like there is their ginger cookie. If I ever get anything from Starbucks, I'm getting a ginger cookie.
Okay. Never
Otherwise, like
had
they're
one, but
yeah.
it sounds
That's a
good.
cookie, though. That's a
They're
cookie. That's delicious.
yeah. And their food is just, yeah, it's horrendous. I had a friend that worked at Starbucks, and she said the state at which it comes to them in, it just looks gross.
I will say, I mean, it proves to you it's all about your look sometimes, rather than the actual substance, quality over quantity. Dunkin's food is fine. It's
Fine,
fine.
exactly.
Fine. Nothing special. I will say, a nice blueberry donut, it's pretty good. But if you have a real donut from a donut shop, like it's night and day with the actual Dunkin' Donuts donuts. Right, Jefferson?
Of course, we should like do a video comparing donuts.
Jefferson's like,
Sound
sign me
recording.
up for the donut tasting video.
Yeah, that's valid. We should do
I think you'll be I think we might make that a reality before you know it. Very
that.
interested in that.
Nah, Dunkin' is good. You know what I'm saying? 100% agree. I'm staying with Dunkin'. I'm not a Starbucks guy.
Agreed.
And some
I
Dunkins
mean,
are
have you seen like their sandwiches? They're like small. They're like $8. I was like, what the?
Yeah,
Yep. Nah,
Starbucks.
yeah, Starbucks. They be overpriced these stuff.
I
And
was
like they're
I
made in a factory elsewhere, wrapped in plastic, and then sent to them. They can't even just put like a splash of pesto and a chunk of mozzarella on bread behind the counter themselves.
Nope.
Like even that's shipped in, and that's like easy as hell.
That's gonna
Nah,
say
that's
I've
gross.
had that. I've had that happen to me. I was overseas and I didn't have like a lot of options, so I went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And again, it was just something pre it was like a hot pocket. They basically took a hot pocket out, threw it in their industrial microwave and served it to me. I was like, ugh, this is my dinner. But I was in the
That's
airport. I was like, I'm in an airport.
your dinner.
I didn't speak the language either very well. So I was like, all right, this is dinner.
Oh
Yeah.
man, better than a $12 slice of pizza, I bet.
I
At a
mean,
place like that.
it was less than $12, so that's good, but
$11 still counts.
11 is still less than 12. That's right.
Okay, let me introduce to you something that I was very, very intrigued by. Has anyone heard of what a blind item is? I actually didn't know what this was until yesterday.
I have not.
I don't think so.
So let me, I'll let a per, the person herself explain it. So basically, we're about to get really gossipy here. Ooh. So let me show you what a blind item is, thanks to our friend, the TikToker, Celebrity Blinds. I think that's what it says. Okay, so let me show you
celebrity,
what.
Right?
Celebrity, as in TEA, blinds. And she will explain what a blind item is, and then we'll actually watch and read some blind items. Here we go.
Those of you who don't know, blind items are essentially alleged insider information about celebrities that is leaked by the people closest to them. Descriptors are used in the blind items instead of names for legal purposes, and on this account, I am revealing what those alleged guesses are. Blind items have been around on the internet since the late 90s. I do not write the blind items that I read on this account. Most of the blind items that I read come from NT Lawyer, who runs the website crazydaysandnights.net. He has run this account since the early 2000s, and he is responsible for exposing many people in the blind items before it was ever in the news. If you want some examples of blind items that have come true, check out the other pinned video on my page.
On and this is the other pinned video.
Recently, Joe Jonas and
right, hold up,
blind items. And while I understand that it is unverified gossip and not every single one is true, a lot of them have come true. So if you want examples of blind items that have come true and people that have been exposed in the blind items before the news, take a look at Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, Ellen DeGeneres, Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce, Shakira evading her taxes, Jared Leto and his cult, Armie Hammer, Bryan Singer, Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon, Justin Bieber and his substance use, the Hillsong Church, and all the sketchy things that go on there.
All right, we get the gist, and I have to commend this. That was a great, that was, she's very good on camera for that, explaining it. So, unverified celebrity gossip, where most of the time it's come true. So before I actually present you some from Oscar night, what do you think about this? Do you believe it? Do you think it's interesting? She has sources of her reported gossip becoming true. I understand we have to take this with a grain of salt, but pretty juicy, don't you think?
I mean, I feel like most thing like facts eventually are start out as gossip. I mean, it doesn't mean they're all going to become true, but if anything that is true or proven true at some point always has to start somewhere.
I do think it's very interesting, Matt. I will just point this out. There's a theory that if you handed a monkey a typewriter and just let them go forever, eventually they would type out Shakespeare.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
And I don't want to say that's what's happening, but I think if you've been running an account since the 90s, just publishing celebrity gossip, the idea that you've hit a bunch isn't all that shocking to me. But it is very interesting to hear, to try and speculate. So I'm with you on 100%. I'm very interested, even if I will reserve my judgment as to whether I think they're real sources coming forward or just people with lucky guesses.
All right. How about you, Jefferson? You believe this before we break it down? Hear some of the gossip that we can contribute to?
You put it on 100? I don't believe it. I just feel like she just won fame. I'm not going to go cap. Not because that's what everybody be doing nowadays. They just want fame. You, everything's made up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be fake. I hope it's real, though, but
All right.
I don't really care about it.
Let's hear a few and see if that's
yeah,
real.
Exactly. So I'll take her word for it. I like the different perspectives. So we'll play a couple of her reported gossip from Oscar night. So we broke down the Oscars earlier this week, me and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about the genuine accomplishments and great moments. Now let's throw that all away and hear the juicy stuff.
Now the knives are out.
All right, here we go. Let us see what our friend the blind items girl has to say.
Oscars, and please note that these have not. Here's part one of all of the blind items from the Oscars, and please note that these have not been revealed yet. They were just released today, so come back tomorrow for the reveals. This first one reads, this former A-minus list actress from an acting family and her higher on the list reality star significant other posed for photos at a party, but other than that, spent zero time together.
Okay, hold on. Let me just restart this. I'm just a, I skipped it before we do that, but first things first, who do you think, who could we guess? So I have the revealed items here. Who do we think that could be? Who could be a celebrity couple that may or may not be,
but he's a reality star?
Yeah.
But he's bigger than she is.
Yes.
I have no idea. I'm so bad at celebrities.
No worries. This is the one that'll break it down easier for us. So I apologize. I said the wrong video. Here's the correct one with the revealed celebrity. So here we go.
I feel like I'm going to know it as soon as I say it.
This first one reads, this former A-minus list actress from an acting family and her higher on the list reality star significant other posed for photos at a party, but other than that, spent zero time together. They looked miserable. And this is allegedly Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott.
I don't know who Zooey Jonathan Scott is.
He's a Property Brother. He's from the Property Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan and Drew Scott. But I didn't know they were together. So I'm not going to feel bad for not knowing that Zooey Deschanel is dating a Property Brother. So.
Not feel this one. All right, we can move to the next one.
If there was some doubt during the show, there was no doubt after the show that this A-list comic is drinking a lot. And this is allegedly John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Now, John Mulaney has had substance abuse issues before. And I guess he was getting a little too lit.
I mean, when he presented the award, he spent, how much time just recapping the plot of Field of Dreams?
So could he have been just drunk the whole time and went off script?
Yeah.
You think that was in the writer said, all right, and then we're just going to insert the Wikipedia of Field of Dreams for John to read out. The idea that he was hammered is not particularly surprising.
All right, let's see the next one.
At least it wasn't drugs. It used to be drugs.
This A-minus list dual threat actor is an Oscar winner and nominee. He is also a multiple Emmy winner and nominee. He was also tired of being cast as the plump guy, so lost a bunch of weight and now looks like he is going to make a Dallas Buyers Club sequel. And this is allegedly Jesse Plemons.
That one checks. I believe that one.
Ooh, so we think now he's been great. He's had one of the best filmographies ever, and he is a bigger was, and he clearly lost a lot of weight. But
he lost a ton of weight
for the Like Mike original villain. That's how I got introduced to him as a kid.
I forgot about that movie.
All right, this next one. This is a lie.
And what's his name?
This is Chris a lie. Or whatever.
Here is the third and final part of all of the
blind items. Okay, I don't know why I skipped. Hold up. Sorry.
Please note that these have not been revealed yet.
Oh, these silly TikTok. Hold up. Just one moment here. Man, why don't we have some blind items on, like, the president or something? Well, I guess they do that.
We do. Mm-hmm. We just say who it is, though. We don't keep anybody's identity secret. We just say so-and-so said this.
All right, so let me get this going one more time.
This foreign-born winner and nominee last night is relieved award season is over because the stories of him hooking up with other women during his marriage started coming out more than ever before in the last week. And this is allegedly
lies. Lies.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Lies. Personally offended, somebody would write that about the great Killian Murphy. Get the Achilles need to get on this.
Achilles, hate that name. I don't know. Why is that? Why was that inherently a false statement? Because you like him?
Yes.
Yes. He's a nice guy.
Exactly. Look at that face. How could this be a womanizer? He's not. He knows how to just transform into great characters. He has one of the coolest Hollywood stories ever. You don't mess with my man, Killian Murphy.
I don't. My only thing saying it's not true is I'm pretty online, and I have not heard a single story.
Neither. About That's him. What's
and,
funny about
yeah, that. Yeah, and he's so huge right now that I feel like if
it would have come
was,
out,
yeah.
I would have seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that's overestimating my ability as a researcher. I'll cop to that if it comes out to be totally true. But I'm not like, oh, it can't be true. He's too nice. Nice people cheat.
No, I mean, like, I'm big into movies and stuff. If I haven't seen anything about him cheating, I really don't believe it. Like, I'm very
Exactly.
confident on how into movies I am with that.
Yeah, I'd have heard, I'd have seen something written down somewhere other
Yeah.
than this blind thing. So I don't agree, but not for the reasons that you guys don't agree. Nice people make mistakes. Sometimes nice people are not actually nice too. You never know.
Yeah.
So I've got no. I think he can do it. I believe in you, Killian. I know you can cheat. You have it in you.
No,
But I
he's
don't
too
think you did.
damn cool. Man, this one seems legit.
This former Disney actor almost wore shorts to the show last night. It was going to be a suit and shorts combo, but he got talked out of it last minute. And this is allegedly Ryan Gosling.
I'm
Yeah,
just
I can see
kidding.
that. I don't see why not.
This
Oh,
A-plus
Ryan,
cash
you'll like
A-list
this one.
actor and director probably knew he was going to lose, but came over prepared in camera-ready makeup just in case he got to be interviewed a lot after a win. And this is allegedly Bradley Cooper. This
Good
longtime
for
network
Bradley.
reality.
No, good for Bradley.
You
You get
support this?
ready. You get ready. Like, you dress for the job you want. He wanted to be the winner, and so he dressed like the winner. Dress for the job you want. That's the first step. I support this. I'm gonna end up unironically supporting everything Bradley Cooper does because
From now
of the
on.
internet, which is I already know that about myself. But hey, like I said, dress for the job you want, right, Jefferson?
Of course.
See, me and Jefferson agree on this,
Hell
100%.
yeah. Almost
Oh,
done. Just a couple more on this one.
here is part two of all of the blind items that were revealed from the Oscars. For the very first time, this former comic book villain showed off her longtime girlfriend. I am not sure she has ever come out of the closet. And this is allegedly Cate Blanchett. This
Ooh,
A-list singer and
we believe
sometimes
that one.
actress dropped her vape in that huge dress and kept freaking out that she was going to catch on fire. And this is allegedly Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
This
I believe
four-time
that.
A-list mostly movie actress is an Oscar winner and nominee, but is keeping her boy toy of the month a secret. No invite for him. She is embarrassed to be hooking up with him, but loves that he is decades younger. And this is allegedly Charlize Theron, who is allegedly hooking up with Sam Asghari, Britney Spears' ex-husband. At a party on
Wow.
Saturday night, this A-minus list actor,
This is actually
mainly seen on
crazy.
television, cheated on his husband with a barely legal teen he met at a house party after a little clubbing. And this is allegedly Neil Patrick Harris.
Did Neil
Since
Patrick
not
Harris do this?
legal, this
I buy
non-A-plus
that,
actress
yeah.
probably boosted her career more than anyone last night because of her presence. You could tell she was made for being there. People noticed. And this is allegedly Sochil Gomez.
Don't know who that
This
is.
former A-list
I
singer
don't
could
either.
barely stand up by the end of the party she attended. Luckily, she had friends to help her to her ride. And this is either allegedly Paula Abdul or either allegedly Demi Lovato.
I could
Those
buy
are
both.
the
Two
singer was
very
overheard at
different
the Oscars
people.
party she
But
usually
I
hosts at
could
the
buy
hotel
both.
that she sent flowers to the illiterate former talk show host. Maybe those rumors about the singer sampling the host on one of her next two albums are true. And this is allegedly Beyoncé sending flowers to Wendy Williams.
Poor Wendy
Which
Williams.
director of many a camp classic was mentioning that he is going to remake Myra Breckinridge, a longtime passion project of his? And this is allegedly John Waters.
That's not
There
juicy.
was no love lost between
No.
the illiterate director and writer and the A-minus list actress and director. The illiterate director has always been rumored to have been behind a push that saw the A-minus list actress and director get a huge box office film to direct. And this is allegedly Greta Gerwig and Olivia Wilde.
How come
Go to
nobody
part
likes
three.
Olivia Wilde? I feel like she just
Because
makes
she
everyone mad at her.
I think, what was it?
Well,
She
the
because
Chris
she
Pine
cheat
stuff,
because
right?
she cheated on Jason
Chris,
Sudeikis.
oh, Jason Sudeikis, sorry.
So that's why we don't like her.
Everyone seems to just hate her now, but I like Greta Gerwig, so I'm on her side. Whatever that was about, I'm on her side.
Pretty cool stuff. We'll see if it ultimately all comes true. So let's just end the show with some funny reaction videos. Has anybody has we have we do we all know what Pokemon is in this chat?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we all
Yeah.
know what Pokemon is.
No.
Well,
Jefferson.
you've never
I'm just
seen
playing.
Pokemon?
No, I'm just playing with him. I'm just
Okay.
playing.
So if this is gonna make your blood boil. Ready? All right, this is you remember the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Here's the tweet from History Memes. Imagine you get the $500,000 question and it's this one. So you have to, if you get this right, you win $1 million. Sorry, no, you win $500,000. So here we go.
Which of the following characters is not considered a Pokemon? Jigglypuff, Frodo, Squirtle.
I love this music, by the way.
I gotta use a 50-50 now, or you just...
All right, what?
We can get that done. The computer, please take away two of the wrong answers, leaving Toby the one wrong answer and one correct, please. Not considered a Pokemon, Jigglypuff or Frodo?
Jigglypuff?
Regis, as much as I'd like to go for the $1 million, I can't walk away. I can't leave $250,000 on the table. I don't feel good enough about this. I'm going to walk away.
Oh, my.
This guy is not cultured because Frodo is from a completely different series. He's from Lord of the Rings.
One of the greatest movie series. By the way, I have never seen a single... I've seen maybe 10 minutes cumulatively of Lord of the Rings, period. It's still one of the most popular brands in entertainment history ever. How could you not know, in addition to not knowing Pokemon, you also then don't know Lord of the Rings? You don't know anything? Heard that guy talk, all he watches is Islanders games? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
That's crazy he didn't get that.
It literally cost him $250,000. Like, wow, right?
Oh, also, man. Can we just talk that someone had to, like, teach Regis Philbin how to say all those names?
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. Squirtle. Someone should help Stephen A, because he butchers some of those names. Schmander. Schmander.
Yeah. Oh, man. Also from history videos, right? All right, this was a funny one. We all know who Austin Butler is.
Yeah, Dune 2.
Have you seen Dune 2?
Yeah.
Elvis.
I'm going to go see it this weekend. I am so excited. I've read all the books. Really? I enjoyed the first movie. I've heard the second movie is phenomenal, so I'm just super excited.
I may see it this weekend as well, actually. I saw the first one, but that's it. I have not read anything. I didn't know anything about it.
I've seen like movie critics putting it up there alongside like the Star Wars series and Lord of the Rings, like for how infamous it could be. Like as long as he sticks the landing with the third movie, but I don't really know how well the second book is going to adapt because they actually skip most of the action in the second book and they just get to like how his life unfolds after all the cool shit has happened.
Well, they'll probably just show the cool stuff.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
This is it. Yeah, and I heard it's up there, one of the great sequels of all time, and we'll see that. But one of the stars of Dune 2 is Austin Butler. Who remembers when Austin Butler looked like this? Like, this was my introduction to him.
There he is.
Oh my god!
It's just a movie. It's just a movie.
It's one of the worst dates of my life. I'm sorry.
Something's in there. Something's in there. There's something in there. Ah, I knew it! I knew it!
We were having a party.
Correction. The worst thing.
This is so weird to see because, like, I've seen clips of him playing Fade Rautha in Dune 2. He's come a long way from that.
He was Elvis.
Yeah. Shouts to Austin Butler, literally one of the biggest stars in the world with nothing but a great future. And I mean, we love our Austin Butler. You like Austin Butler, Jefferson?
Nah, I even know who he is.
You see Elvis?
Nah, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know. I haven't seen nothing from that guy.
Well, he's only been in like three things, in fairness to you. He just really broke with the Elvis movie, so.
Yeah, I was a little concerned with his casting in Dune. I have been blown away. My expectations were exceeded. I did not think he would do as well as he did.
All right. I got two more clips for you. Both cartoons. Let us compare an old cartoon. This is an old Looney Tunes cartoon. And look how far we've come as a society.
If you want this little number.
That'd be cool.
The Indians go for this classic convertible.
Oh, that's not great.
This sport roadster is very popular in China.
What are we watching?
Oh my God.
A model especially designed for the
Looney Tunes.
California weather.
This is Looney Tunes.
The super thrifty Scotchman model. This car uses absolutely no gasoline. This king-size station wagon will comfortably seat every member of the entire family. You, wife, maid, kids, dog, cat, canary, and the mother-in-law. The very popular fishtail design. A new model with the motor in the rear. This custom job is manufactured exclusively for backseat drivers. The sporty town and country model. Car with plenty of headroom.
Get it?
I do.
All right.
I saw that tweet, by the way. As soon as I saw what the tweet said before you hit play, I was like, oh God, something bad's going to show up on the screen soon.
Oh, man, where's my clip? Yes, the Asian joke did not age well whatsoever.
So?
Or the Indian or indigenous people one, I should say.
There we go.
And this one is a SpongeBob clip that I'm sure we all can get a kick out of. Ready for this one? And then we'll call it a day. Here we go. Here is a SpongeBob clip. We've all watched SpongeBob at least. Even you, Jefferson, right?
Yeah.
Instinctively.
I'm good. Hilarious. All right. Look at what?
No, I said I have. I was just playing
with you. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go, SpongeBob.
Oh, no. This is horrible.
What is it, Doctor?
This man has no insurance.
He'll never be able to afford this room.
You're right, nurse. Extract the patient of the hallway. Stat! Doctor?
Yes, Doctor.
Regarding your patient, Doctor, I have come to this conclusion.
Yes, go on.
We have to surgically remove him from out in front of the candy machine so I can get to the Nutty Nut Bar.
Of course.
Nurse!
I'm on it.
Just like American now.
What can I do for you?
It has come to my attention that your patient, Mr. Krabs, is out on the front sidewalk.
Yes, yes, he is.
Well, what were you thinking, man? We're trying to run a business here. We can't leave patients on the sidewalk.
Not to worry. Nurse!
I'm on it.
Oh, no.
It's just like how it is now.
About to say, Kara wouldn't understand.
Yeah, but... for you guys.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right.
Kara wouldn't understand, but yeah, that's a Tuesday for some folks.
literally, but seriously, everybody did a great job as always. Thank you so much, Kara, Jefferson, and Ryan, and we will see you all next week to see what happens in this hilarious world of ours. Have a great night.
See you, Matt.
See ya.
Take care, bruh.